Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Rebbe T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary, practical advice to say. We're using Rabbeinu Yonah's commentary here in Season 4. We're in Chapter 1, Mishnah 13, Aleph Yud Gimel, talking about the name. Hu Haya Omer, he used to say, Negit Shmei Avad Shmei. He who seeks to make his name great will lose his name. Udala Masif Yasef. He who does not add subtracts. Udala Yalif Ketala Chayav. And one who does not learn deserves death. Ude Ishtamash Bechaga Chalaf. One who abuses the crown will pass from the world. As a side note, even though Bli Neder, we try to do 4 a week. This week we're going to miss one because yesterday was Yom Kippur. So Bli Neder, we're going to try to do 3 for this week. Anyway, so this is all about the name, your reputation, your good deeds, your mitzvos, your chesed. That's the only thing that comes with you after 120 years. You work your entire life trying to get a good reputation for yourself, or I hope you try to, at least hopefully you try to. The only thing you take with you after 120 years is the deeds you did, the actions you did, the people you impacted, the lives you helped, hopefully, the things you left behind, the actions and the reactions and the stimuli, the impetuses, anything you put out there, that's what really stays after you. Keter Shem Tov Ola Agabeim, Pirkei Avos explains, more than royalty, more than priesthood, more than kingship, more than the Torah itself, the Keter Shem Tov, the crown of a good name, is what surpasses everything, and that's what really stays, along with your mitzvahs and your chesed. That's what you take with you after 120 years. What are they going to say about Yankel Shmero? What are they going to say about Joe Shmo? How did you use your time? What did you do with your 120 years? Did he have a good name? Was he a good person? Did he make good everlasting impact? The world was better for knowing him. It's better to have been here. It's good to the world that he was here. He made an impact. He made a lasting impression. That good name. Use your name wisely and use it in a good way and make sure you're adding to the world, not detracting from the world, learning from those around you and teaching to those around you, and not abusing the crown to, God forbid, pass from the world. So using the name great is not good. If you seek to use your name and make it great, you will lose your name. A proud man may gain fame through his arrogance and importance and become a big name, but the greater his boastful reputation, the greater will be his fall, and he will be completely, utterly forgotten. He who does not add subtracts. This refers to a Torah scholar who has no interest in increasing his knowledge of Torah. As he sees it, he has already learned the entire Torah and is completely familiar with every aspect. Why should he continue to struggle for the rest of his life, he asks? What will he gain that he does not already know? If this is his attitude, God forbid, may it be God's will that he depart this world promptly. God forbid, it shouldn't be that way. What further purpose is there to his life if he has abandoned Torah study? One doesn't learn deserves death. One who has never learned at all is comparable to an animal. Man was created for the purpose of comprehending and teaching the Torah in its beautiful ways. One who has never learned Torah continues with his wickedness is unworthy of a single additional day or even an additional moment of life. If you abuse the crown, you'll pass from the world too. God forbid. The scholar who abuses the crown of Torah, turning it into a tool for honor and personal profit, will perish. We learn this in a later Mishnah. Do not make words of Torah crown with which to aggrandize yourself, nor a shovel to dig with. That's in 4 or 5 Avos. Hillel also says one who uses the crown will pass from the world. The Aramaic word, here is taga, meaning crown. As we find in the book of Esther, where the words keser malchus, or royal crown, are translated into Aramaic as taga de malchasa. Others explain taga as a religion, or in Hebrew, das. The numerical value of the word taga is 404, which is the same as the numerical value of the word das. Remember, you're only given one name in this world. You're only given one chance, one cognitive life in this world of 120 years, God willing. There may be such a thing as Gilgul, where we came from people before us. We have to make a difference in this world, but there will never be another Joe Schmo. There's only one Joe Schmo, whatever your name officially is. We're using Joe Schmo, quote-unquote, And there never was a Joe Schmo before you. You are the only person at this time in history, ever before, ever again, only now, only you. What are you going to do? What is your name going to represent? When they say your name, what are they going to say? What are they going to think? He is the Chesed King of the community. She is the Chesed Queen of the community. You need anything done, you go to them. They will literally give you the shirt off their back. They will literally open their house to strangers. They literally will cook for whoever they want. These are all things that we should be zocha, people say about us. We should feel that when people hear our name, oh my gosh, that's a great person. That guy, he is on the money, on the ball. Their house is open to anyone. They give shiurim all the time for free, trying to help people. They do work on shidduchim all day, trying to help people. And they're so generous with their time, with their money, with their resources. Those are things that are good to be attached to our name. If that's what people think and say when they hear our name, then we really made a good name for ourselves. And after we leave, God willing, after 120 years, that'll be what people remember about us. It's never how big the house was, what type of car they drove, what type of schools their kids went to. What did the people do in their lifetime? What do you remember about Joe Schmo after 120 years? Wow, he started this amazing website, Grow for Grow, or whatever it's called, whatever idea you have. This is what he did with his life. This is how he impacted his life. When you hear about the good name, that name lives on forever. It's not even that the person passed away, because they're forever in our hearts and our mind. But someone who doesn't have a good name, doesn't make a good name for themselves, nothing will live on. It will die with them, and it will make them not be in this world, because they're not using this world for its purpose, and then the name will never stay with him. You want a good name that'll be here and last forever. You do good things with your time and with your life. You do mitzvahs, you do chesed, and you become known as that person that people could come to if they need help, not just financially, but anyway, if they need help, you do chesed, you do mitzvahs, and that's the good name, the Keser Shem Tov. We want to make sure that stays with us and comes with us after 120 years, hopefully making a good difference in this world. Join us next time as we move on in the PAL, talking about If I Am Not For Myself, one of my favorite Mishnahs in the entire Pirkei Avos. Don't miss it here on the PAL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.